The Ontario government has approved the use of more biosimilar drug treatments. In some cases, this will mean that people who receive brand-name drugs will be switched over to the cheaper versions of biosimilar drug products. This would likely affect senior citizens and people on social assistance whose prescriptions are covered by the Ontario Drug Benefit Plan. Starting March 31, 2023, Ontario Drug Benefit, ODB, recipients who are on an originator biologic, prescription drug, will begin to transition to a Health Canada-approved biosimilar version of the drug at no cost, said the news release from the Ontario Ministry of Health. Health Minister Sylvia Jones said the switch, which follows the actions in most other provinces, is safe and effective. Ontario is joining other provinces and territories in the country by expanding the use of safe and effective biosimilar drugs, said Jones. Patients will continue receiving the same high-quality treatment, while allowing the government to fund more new drug therapies, bring innovation to the healthcare system and continue its work to deliver better, connected patient care, she added. Biosimilar drugs are copies of the original biologic drugs, said the health ministry. Biosimilars are created once the patents and commercial protection has expired on the original prescription biologic drug, said the news release. The ministry said the newer drug versions have similar effectiveness, safety, and quality as the originator biologic and have been approved for use in Canada by Health Canada. It is also known that biosimilars are less expensive to produce than the brand name versions, according to CMAJ, Canadian Medical Association Journal. Not all health advocacy organizations in Canada are on board with the idea of biosimilars. Crohn's and Colitis Canada is on record as saying not enough research has been done to warrant switching over from the original prescription drugs to biosimilar drugs. The organization is surveying members to gather data on how the biosimilars may cause adverse reactions to Crohn's and colitis patients who were previously stable. Ontario's drug benefit, ODB, plan, which is known as the largest drug plan in Canada, is expected to change drug prescriptions for thousands of Ontario residents. This will include such brand-name drugs as Humira, Remicade, Copaxone, Enbrel, Humalog, Lantus, Novarapid and Rituxan will be switched to biologics under ODB, which covers roughly 5,000 prescription brand names. The Health Ministry announcement said the transition will begin next March and should be completed by the end of 2023. Ontarians receiving coverage under the ODB program for Copaxone, Enbrel, Humalog, Humira, Lantus, Novarapid, Remicade, and Rituxan, will be required to transition to the biosimilar version by December 29, 2023. During the transition period between March 31 and December 29, 2023, patients are encouraged to discuss a transition plan with their healthcare provider through in-person, telephone or virtual visits. Exemptions will be considered for patients in certain clinical circumstances on a case-by-case basis in consultation with their healthcare provider, said the health ministry.